As I review some of the guys that used to be here at WGH, we had the original Swing of Six. We had guys like Dean Collins, and we had, it was Don Owens, and it was Keith James, Bob Calvert, and myself, but there was some other guy.
George Crawford.
In the morning.
Here he is, live and in color. Color radio.
There yes, indeed. Right.
What do you got there, George?
I'm shuffling the cards. Since we last met, Roger,
yeah.
I have become a metaphysician.
You have?
In other words, I'm a psychic.
That's not a form of disc jockey, is it?
Well, in a way, it could be. I am shuffling these
what
cards.
What are these? What kind of cards are
they? I want to give you a reading right on the air during the interview when you tell me to stop. These are tarot cards.
What kind of cards?
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards.
T-A-R-O-T. Each card bears a title which some degree describes a card.
What is this?
And it represents...
Stop right there.
Stop right there.
Stop right there. Let me have
Well, Roger... Today, your sign is on the cusp of nostalgia.
That's true.
Isn't that amazing?
It's really good.
It's a good time to relive fond memories. And if you happen to be lonely or dejected or in need of companionship, for a good time, Roger, call Sheila at 340-1310 or 826-1310. But if a fellow answer, you better hang up in a hurry.
Sheila?
Blue?
That was the girl with the blue eyes.
Yes.
Skateland, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
All right, shuffle some more.
Okay, I'll just shuffle the cards.
Stop right there.
Stop right here?
Yeah, right there.
Well, this is a sign that crosses you.
Crosses me?
Yes, your stars, Roger, are entering the lotus position right now.
Lotus?
Yes, the lotus position. Your sign is entering the house of pancakes. And you have been photographed entering the house of blue lights with Ella Mae Morse.
Oh, no.
You remember her, don't you?
I remember her.
Now, expect a visit from a stranger. He's going to make you an offer that you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. And be alone at the time. Have about $50,000 in small unmarked bills.
Oh, all right.
I think it will be all right. I'll just shuffle the cards. Anything you want to ask me as we go along?
As we go along. What are some of your fond thoughts of WJ's before you got to the cards back in the old days there?
Well, I used to be at WTAR.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a couple of years, did the afternoon show for a year, and then the morning show, and then I was called over here to alternate the morning show with Jim Stanley.
That's
remember that?
Right. You had a two-man show.
Two-man
didn't
show.
Didn't you work together for a while, both of you at the same time?
Yes.
Only one mic and two guys.
That's
didn't work out too well.
And then the afternoons, we went to the Admiralty Motel on Military Highway, and there was Kay Folks.
Right.
And we would interview the people coming in and out at the time. That was it.
And then you would work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Stanley would work Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Wasn't that the way it worked?
That was the way it worked.
And finally, you kind of... pushed him out of the way. And
I became the emperor.
You were the emperor, right?
Emperor Crawford.
Well, tell the folks now about the emperor a bit, because they don't
know. Well, you know,
remember.
That goes so far back. Let's see, the emperor, I had, I had an army, as I recall, did I not?
You did,
at the time. Yeah. Had people join up, and they received special cards.
And you were building a mountain. Remember
building
that?
A mountain, yes.
And people were asked to send in rocks and stones. And
that's right.
Like that, right.
You tell me when to stop again with the cards, because keep on shuffling,
right.
And I can give you this
right
reading
there.
As we
wear those
go along.
Up.
Stop right here.
Yeah.
Roger, I don't know how to say this.
Uh-oh.
But...
Bad?
Your sign is in a critical... phase tonight after being in intensive care yesterday. Saturn is in the second house.
Second house?
Yeah. Pluto is in the doghouse.
Oh.
And Mars is in that little house that's behind the big house.
With the half moon?
Yes. And that leaves Neptune alone with Venus in the summer cottage. And if I were you, I'd call the vice squad or somebody. I really would. I'll just keep shuffling
George,
the cards.
Keep shuffling.
We'll go along here.
What else do you remember about GH, huh?
Well, I remember one time that I had a campaign for sheltered fire hydrants for bashful dogs.
I remember that. Yeah,
remember
that's right.
That?
Was that a successful campaign?
Yes, it was. In fact, I was presented with a plaque by Mayor Ann Kilgore at the Coliseum when we conducted that.
Right.
And I remember blowing the dust out of the telephones.
Mm-hmm.
And had the phone company very angry with me, but it worked. It really did. People believed me.
Tell the folks how you did that now.
How I did that?
I
said that we had a special electronic device that the engineers here at WGH had worked out. And they were going to experiment with it first on the George Crawford show.
Mm-hmm.
And during a certain hour, say 8 to 9 that morning, people should put a handkerchief over their telephone because we were going electronically to blow the dust out of the phone, and, you know, people would be able to hear. Well, it'd be much easier for them. Yes, I remember that.
I remember that, too, yeah.
I'm working on another one right now.
What's that?
This is shower curtains for shy birds.
Shower curtains for shy birds.
Of course. A lot
good,
of
George.
Them, it's true.
That's okay, George.
All right.
Keep shuffling.
Fine. All right. You just tell me when to stop.
Let's see. Anything else you can think of in the old days?
In the old days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember you were the program director, and I want to go on record right now, one of the finest program directors we ever had.
What'd you say, George?
I said one of the finest program directors we ever had, Roger Clark. And a fine gentleman and friend, too. Now, will you pay me the money?
Right now. That's okay. Right.
Okay.
Was it? We agreed on $10, was that what we said?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Stop shuffling and get
right
read that card. Read it right there. Right?
Well, Roger, this more or less sums up the reading that I'm giving you with the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the fifth house that you have is in conflict with the 10th house, and the views of the first house do not agree with the intensity of the 6th house, and I think you would do yourself a favor if you moved to a calmer neighborhood, you know? And I see the letters behind your head.
Yeah.
There's an aura.
What?
973. What in the world
is
would... I have no idea. Maybe you could help me. What does 973 mean?
Let's see. 97.3. 97.3.
Oh, that's where you are on the dial.
That's right. WJHFM. 97.3. That's amazing.
I don't know how... Well,
things
all through,
work,
all through the cards, Roger.
Oh, hey, look, when we get the next record on, can you stick around and
we'll
talk about that?
Be glad to.
Okay. We want to play a little montage now of the way you used to sound, George, back in 1964.
Really? Okay.
1964, you used to sound like this.
AP winner, Virginia Radio's best news operation. WGH Newport News, serving Norfolk, Portsmouth, Hampton, Chesapeake, and Virginia Beach, 24 hours a day.
George Groves.
That fella sounds so excited, I bet he's one of the stockholders, you know. It's 45 degrees and fair and warm today with the high in the mid-70s. Let's wake them all up. Go ahead.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
George Crawford.
From the sea, WGHFM.
Hi, Audubon. The love, it's the wax to watch for this week, and it's sung for us by Mr. Johnny Rivers. And don't forget our mountain that we're building in Tidewater. Send us the boulder, the grain of sand, the pebble, the stone. Make it what you will and send it in to Emperor Crawford, namely me, here at WGH. All right? No, it's seeking break. You're just not paying attention. What's the matter with you, anyway?
That's the way you used to sound, George. Would you
1964, that was?
Would you hire that guy?
No. Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
The mic is slipping. What does that mean? It's falling down.
It's time for me to leave, I think it is.
Oh, I think so? Okay.
But I do want to add one thing.
What's
Roger?
That
down through the years, it's been a pleasure working with you and knowing you.
Repeat that last line because...
But listen, I have got to admonish you in one way.
Oh.
Because you've been hanging around with a lot of people that are very gullible. And from this night on, don't have anything to do with anybody that believes in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, or the tarot cards that I just read for you.
Who's that over there?
That's my little friend.
Who always says...
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.